You are listening to the Bottom Line podcast, where those living with or beyond bowel cancer, as well as health professionals involved in bowel cancer treatment and care, share their inspirational stories and lived experiences with host and bowel cancer survivor, Stephanie.
Watching a close friend and loved one go through bowel cancer and then lose them is incredibly difficult. And for many, giving back in honour of someone you love fills the soul and can ease the burden. Today's guests are joining me to chat about the motivation behind why they raise funds for Bowel Cancer Australia's Decembeard and why they think it's important to raise awareness of early onset bowel cancer. Josh and Ant, welcome to the Bottom Line podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Hey Steph, how you doing?
We were just chatting offline and Josh, you lost your brother in 2017. He is a twin and we were talking about your family dynamics. He passed away from bowel cancer. It was very quick and he was 32 years old. Can you just talk us through his diagnosis and his bowel cancer story?
Sure. So with Mitch, for us, all so new, so unaware to what bowel cancer was. Went to visit the doctor in September with back pain again, something which he'd experienced for the last probably 6 to 9 months. Had visited doctors before that. Of course, it was said, you know, you're too young for bowel cancer. It was on that meeting where they actually did the test, and unfortunately, it did come back with that negative result. Yeah, so a very, very quick fight. Unfortunately, Mitch passed away on December 27th. So, and during that journey, it was a lot to absorb. It was the questions like, why? What is bowel cancer? I thought I was too young for bowel cancer. Were there signs or symptoms that we ignored, you know? So for us, it's been a journey, a lot of learning, a lot of pain, of course. But in the end, it was seeing him go through that, such a tough battle in those 3 or 4 months. That's one of the really big motivations for us, you know, moving forward and the things that we do and trying to help others. And for us, it was, I think, just the, as an Australian, we become so stubborn as well. Like, yeah, we'll be fine. We'll be right. I'm not talking about Mitch per se, but the other people we've spoken to sort of go through that and experience that. Like, yeah, it'll be fine. Not me type of mentality. So it's just really important that we just have a quick snapshot. We quickly know those triggers and things to be aware of. And then, if they do raise with yourself or with your family, knowing what actions to take. And if you aren't happy with what the results you're given, or you aren't happy with the answers, you know, seek further advice. You know, don't be willing just to accept that first answer.
100%, Josh. You certainly have to be a champion for your own health, that's for sure. And over to you now. Losing your good mate Dean, he was also very young. Can you talk us through his diagnosis?
Yeah, sure, Steph. I'm 38 years old now, but this all happened 12 years ago. Unfortunately, Dean lost his battle at 26, 3 weeks before his 27th birthday, to bowel cancer. He went to the doctor with a sore back. He had fallen off a roof a couple of weeks prior and thought that it was complications from that, and went to the doctor. And, the doctor was clever enough to send him for an MRI. And what came back from that was certainly not what was expected. He had a mass in his bowel, and pretty much the next week he was in with a bowel cancer diagnosis. Within 9 months, it took him.
Wow.
And watching him go through that was tough. You know, there was 5 of us who were really tight, at the end of high school and into your first years of uni and partying days and all that. And me and one of my mates, Jerry, were going up every second night, third night, to go visit after work. We'd go visit Dean in hospital. We'd drive from Brisbane to the Sunshine Coast, which was over an hour to get there, and we'd take turns driving. But we'd go up and sit there and support him through his chemo, and, you know, watching him sick was really tough, really tough, especially at that age.
Josh, we've heard that both Dean and Mitch experienced back pain. Mitch had obviously been experiencing back pain for a while.
Yeah, that's correct. And being a rugby league player who also had multiple knee injuries and things like that, you know, that was one of the main things we thought it was just through sport or through going to the gym or something like that. But after a while, it was something was different. Something just wasn't quite right. And that's when it all started.
You talk about us putting a head in the sands as Aussies. I think to flip that a little bit, young men and men
sometimes
do that a little bit more often than, say, women are a bit more aware of their bodies. How do you think we should tackle that?
I think it's a great question. I think the point is the main point, sorry, is having those conversations. It really is. Don't be scared to have those conversations with your mates. You know, bowel cancer, and it's such a it's a cancer which, well, you know, when Mitch was going through his fight, it was something we never ever spoke about, you know, weren't even really aware of. So just having those conversations is super important, but also not just initially having those conversations, follow up on those conversations. You know, that's the big thing as well. Like, hey, mate, last week you mentioned this, you know, what have you done? You know, what's different now? What have you seeked, or what's, you know, has improved? You know, I think it's initially asking us or having those conversations, asking those questions, but also the follow-up as well.
Absolutely. And also, you know, if your symptoms are persisting, then have them investigated, isn't it? Because it isn't perhaps just an injury. It's something possibly more sinister, hopefully not.
Yeah, I agree.
From a family perspective, obviously he was incredibly young. You were his older brother and he has a twin and you also have a sister. How did that impact the family?
Oh, I think it still impacted us as a family. And it will till, you know, the day we die. It's really hard to put into words. I look back on it, how I handled it and how it impacted us. It was all so quick. You know, the main thing for us, we were always trying to be so positive. So that was the big thing. It was always being positive, especially around Mitch. But unfortunately, after Mitch passed, when you're so positive and just trying to always seek answers, it does build up on you. And then when we lost Mitch, I think it did catch up on us as a family. Saying that though, being positive, that's one thing that's really carried us through the last few years, is just being positive with respect to doing things to share the awareness and to do the things we do for the charity, because that's allowed us to, you know, to remain positive, yeah, but also keep Mitch's spirit alive. Mm. But the impact, to be honest, yeah, well, you'll never heal from it. Just things get different, you know, and that's not a bad thing per se. It's just we take a different journey, and that journey, where I am now, if someone had asked me 8 years ago that and told me in 8 years' time you'll be here, of course we never can forecast that life will take us down this journey, but we are going down this road now and just trying to make use of that road that we're going down.
And like Josh, the loss of Dean has also inspired you to generate conversations around bowel cancer. Talk us through how you raise funds in Dean's honour.
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, you'll see now I wear a beard every day. That wasn't always the case. So it actually started with Decemberbeard, and I think it might have been the first year that Decemberbeard ran.
Wow.
2013 or 14, I think was the first year it ran. And me and all the boys at that stage, and a couple of girls actually got involved, and we grew our beards, some better than others. And mine, I kind of liked it. So we raised funds that year because everything was fresh and a lot of people knew, you know, what we'd been through. There was a lot of donations to Bowel Cancer Australia, which was so greatly appreciated. There was a lot of conversations, which is one of the big reasons that we do it. And I guess I just continued on. So every year I was doing the Decemberbeard thing, but I was keeping the beard longer and longer after the Decemberbeard. And eventually I just had the beard all the time. And then I'd get to about November and I should shave it off so that then people have a reason to sponsor me. So I'd come back to work with a fresh face. And
that in itself would be a conversation.
Yeah, yeah, it was. And I'd tell people, oh, you know, I'm going to do Decemberbeard and this is why. And a lot of people around work knew why. And you know, I thought to myself, you know what, I've got to do something different and I really do want to raise more money in memory of Dino. So I thought to myself, what can I do? And at the time, my grandmother had just been visiting and we'd had one of those, you know, she's Italian and we'd had one of those lovely, you know, grandson, grandmother type afternoons where we just made lasagna.
Oh, I love that.
And we've got all these beautiful photos from this day and I'd actually written down the whole recipe and taken photos and put it in my notes on my phone to keep, because, I mean, I'm not sure if you know Italian grandmothers, but they don't write anything down.
No, and you need to keep that heritage.
Yeah, so, you know, I took a day and I've written all that down and with videos and photos, so it's locked in. But I thought to myself, hey, if I you know, make lasagna and sell them at work, I might be able to make some money for Bowel Cancer Australia. So I did that just with my small team. So I think there was maybe 15 people in the team at the time, and I made them and sold them all like straight away. So
I'd be buying them, Ant.
Yeah.
Well, my gosh, there's dinner and I'm raising funds.
Well, from that, a couple of the other people, a little bit of context is I work in a pathology lab. I worked in what's right. called histology. And mm-hmm. histology is the study of large tissue and the structure of the tissue, and we'll diagnose things like your cancers, your rashes, those kinds of things. They all come through histology. Whenever they take a biopsy, it will come to us and we'll diagnose from there. In the lab, word got out a little bit that Anthony makes these awesome lasagnas. And that first year, I ended up getting maybe 40 slices of lasagna I sold, so maybe 6 or 7 trays. And I thought, wow, that worked pretty good. So the next year, I did it again. I didn't worry as much about the Decemberd thing. It was more, I did grow the Decemberd.
This was an add-on.
And so I grew the beard because I shaved my face, grew my beard back, but it was more about the people buying the lasagnas. Maybe I sold 60, 70 pieces of lasagna and raised $1,000. And it just kind of it grew from there. People started talking. And word of mouth.
About the lasagna or both?
Yeah. Well, mainly about the lasagna, but then I always make sure that when I'm having a conversation with people that I do bring it back to, I tell them the story of Dean. Mm. And, you know, one of the things that I say, this is just a saying that I've kind of coined, and I said, you know, it's better to have a awkward conversation with your doctor than a tragic conversation with your family.
Very true.
And I just say to them, hey, you know, I tell them the story of Dina and I say, hey, if you've had any symptoms, you know, you should probably talk to your doctor because it is one of those things that we don't like to talk about, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah, we get awkward about it. And it's like, you know, if you're experiencing bowel symptoms, then best to get it checked out. And I'll tell that to people. And I have told that to people that have gone and gotten checked out and ended up getting colonoscopies. So,
mm. Josh. You also have been a long-time supporter of Bowel Cancer Australia and raising funds. Talk us through your Decemberd initiatives.
Yeah, so when Mitch passed, we're always looking for something to share the awareness. And for Mitch, a lot of his friends and with his life experiences and the great people we've met among men in his life, is through rugby league. And we thought instead of just going out there and sharing ideas, we thought let's use rugby league or use a sport as leverage to share that. So we did start a team going on now 6 years, which is crazy, called the Memorial Bears. And through the Memorial Bears, we're able to play in tournaments. Everyone that plays for the Bears is able to, or we encourage to share our vision and share awareness as well. And through that, it's just getting the conversation pieces happening, like what is this team? What are you doing? You know, and what's your goals? Some really incredible things, some really incredible messages received on our social media pages over the last few years, it's what it's all about is, look, at the start, I get a little bit caught up in the fact that I might do a post or something and I look a couple hours later, it hasn't got 100 likes, but realizing that.
That's what world's become, hasn't it? How many likes have we got?
Exactly. Like, oh my God, like I expected more people to read this message or whatever it may be. But one thing I've really realized through Memorial Bears is, if you tell one person, that's like a tree, you know, then they share information and from that we've but it was a really cool cool experience. We played in 4 different tournaments and each one of those we had different players, we had NRL players come and join us, and yeah, it was a really cool experience. Something which Mitch would look on and be so embarrassed by because he hated attention and it was brilliant. And moving forward, the last few years we've done just doing things differently. Having a regular league team is very expensive. And for me, with the amount of money that was spent, but mind you, I've had some incredible sponsors like CPR and Mechlec and Highflow and all those guys, but still there is a lot of costs involved. Using those costs more wisely, you know. So doing things like, you know, I've got the shirt on here at the moment, Memorial Bears darts team, you know. Each and every week everyone's like, what's going on here? Who is this team? So once again, it's having those conversations. We're also little things like posters, like with the bowel cancer awareness posters and the bowel cancer posters through Bowel Cancer Australia, have been incredible because going around Newcastle and putting them on the back of toilet doors, once again, it's just having those. I've said that word so many times today, it's just increase that awareness and having those conversations. You close the toilet door and you see some random poster on the back of it, you're going to read it. Mm. And look, if one in 100 or even one in 10 people read it and get something out of it, well, that's a win for us. But yeah.
Absolutely. It is about reinforcing that message in an ongoing fashion. I know when I was diagnosed 12 odd years ago, I didn't know what bowel cancer was either. And I think we are starting to break through that stigma, but we've got a long way to go. And I think if you know about it and you can be aware of it, then that's half the battle. So I think fantastic initiative by you. And that word of mouth and the community spirit is so important. And sports are connector too, isn't it?
It is, it sure is. And this year, I set my goal at the start of the year was to do as many fitness events as I possibly could. And every time I did a fitness event was wear a Bowel Cancer Australia t-shirt, shorts, and just share that message. And once again, just, I was about to say when I run past people, they see it. It's usually the other way around. It's usually when people run past me, they see the shirt or they might see the message. So
is it the bum shorts?
Yeah, I've got those.
Those. There you go. That's why. Yeah. For the listeners who are, it is the bum shorts. So it would be from behind. Boom, boom.
Yeah, I've worn them a couple of times, but it's just those little things. And like I said, I used to get caught up in the fact that I wanted to share it so quickly, so much, you know, and be so aggressive with what we did. But really trying to pull back and realize just every little moment, every time someone sees something or has that conversation, it's a win. So yeah,
we know that giving back is really good for the soul. And how does it make you feel giving back to a cause that's very close to your heart?
Grateful. Grateful that I'm able to be here. Grateful that I'm in a position where I understand so much about bowel cancer, you know, through what I do with work. You know, we see a lot of bowel cancer, and I'm grateful that I know the symptoms to look out for and that I'm in a position where I can talk about my experience through Dean's tragic situation and pass that on to people and raise awareness. Because I think, you know, one of the things that I'm happy to do is have that awkward conversation. Yeah, sometimes you talk to people and they go a bit, oh, but one of the strengths that I've been blessed with is being able to have conversations and make people feel comfortable about things that aren't always easy to talk about. So, you know, using the platform that we've created through the Lasagna fundraiser has actually opened up the doors to having these conversations. You know, I post online, I talk to people in the corridors, I make it as not awkward as possible to have a conversation and encourage people to go and have that awkward conversation with their GP.
We've heard from you both, Josh and Ant, around your initiatives in raising funds. But Josh, why would you encourage others to get involved in Decembeard?
For me, Decembeard is it's just increasing awareness, but also increasing knowledge. Not necessarily just for yourself, but maybe for that family member. For Decembeard is, once again, just having increasing those conversations between your friends, but also amongst your family. The first time that me and Luke, who was Mitch's twin, Decembeard, that would have been way back in 2019 or maybe 2018, sorry, we were having conversations with someone who, through Decembeard, asked what it was, had then discovered that his father had actually had a bowel cancer testing kit sitting in his top drawer at home for like the last 6 or 7 months. It wasn't the only one that was in his top drawer, you know. So, and I asked a lot of men out there in Australia, and we had that conversation offline as well about how sometimes men can be a little bit stubborn, especially Australians, and see that test and think, yes, it's not me.
Oh, it's poo. I'm not going to talk about it.
Exactly. And honestly, it is the easiest test you can possibly do. For those who have done it and those who are listening to the podcast would totally agree, it is so easy to do. Everyone will think the first time, like, oh, this looks difficult. It is honestly ridiculously easy. So encourage your friends, encourage your family, if you've got that test at home, to use it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and using Decembeard, let's encourage that if we can.
Ant and Josh, it's been so fabulous chatting to you about your initiatives and the way you generate conversations as well as raising funds. We're coming to the end of the podcast, but as always, I ask my guests for the three key points that they want people to take from today's podcast. What are your three takeaways? Josh, I'll start with you.
Of course, once again, I keep saying that word all day, it's having those conversations. If one person listens to this podcast and then from that ask their father, ask their friends if they've used their testing kit at home. That's a massive win. So have those conversations. Number two is don't be ignorant. You know, if it doesn't seem right, it's usually wrong, you know, and go and seek the answer that you need. And once again, if you are still unsure after that first answer, seek further advice. And thirdly as well, for those guys that have suffered bowel cancer or for those who are suffering at the moment or family members are, you know, keep fighting the good fight. That's the one big thing I just can't stress enough. You know, don't let it win. Do not let it win. Don't let it consume you. There will be answers down the track. There is no doubt about that. Just keep fighting the good fight. And trust me, all this hard work that Bowel Cancer Australia are doing and with all the incredible work that so many great people in Australia are doing, things will get much, much better.
And Ant, what are your three takeaways?
I guess my key takeaways would be, one, it's better to have a awkward conversation with your doctor than to have a tragic conversation with your family. So if something feels off, then go and get it checked, please. Number two is advocate for yourself. If you aren't satisfied with what your doctor's saying, if they're, you've got to understand that they're under a time pressure to get patients through their doors. And if you're not satisfied with the answer that you've gotten, you trust your gut. If it's not feeling right, then go and get it checked out further by a specialist, and you can ask for that. And number three would be to normalize having those conversations. I think that we're so highly strung around toileting and all that kind of thing. It's like, hey, we all do it. I mean, you do it, I do it. You know, and just normalize that oh, you know, hey, something's not right. Normalize having the conversation that we do that, and that if something isn't normal, that it is normal to go get it checked, rather than sticking your head in the sand and letting it be something that gets worse.
Absolutely. And Josh, thank you so much for joining me today on the Bottom Line podcast. Thank you so much to both of you for raising funds for Bowel Cancer Australia. I love your story, Ant, around how you now grow your beard and now it's permanently there in honour of Dean. And Josh, I really love what you've done for your brother Mitch. So thank you so much, and we are very appreciative of your time today.
No, thanks for having me. It's been great.
All good. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for listening to the Bottom Line podcast. To find out more about bowel cancer or for support or simply to donate, please go to bowelcanceraustralia.org.